Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 173 for the week of June 28th, 2010. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, after many months of planning, SURFIN 2010 has now come to a successful conclusion. In addition to an increase in the number of exhibitors on the show floor over last year, attendance in Grand Rapids was 30% higher than in 2009. In addition to providing high-quality sessions on environmental sustainability, technology trends, and the economic picture, NASF partnered with the Defense Department's Assets Defense Initiative for a two-day program on surface finishing, defense vehicles, and emerging coatings technologies. Furthermore, the West Michigan chapter of the Chemical Coaters International Association presented a session on organic coatings, and the Center for Automotive Research gave attendees and exhibitors their views on what's in store for the automotive industry. Plans for SURFIN 2011 in Chicago are already underway, and NASF will be expanding their international outreach efforts and rolling out a new aerospace roadmap for the future. The NASF will also be following EPA's rewrite of the Federal Chromium Air Emissions MACT rule, OSHA's consideration of nickel hazards and its enforcement effort on chromium operations, a new EPA Superfund cleanup mandate that specifically targets metal finishing, a major overhaul of U.S. chemicals laws, and a likely U.S. phase-out of PFOS-based fume suppressants. In other NASF news, the NASF has announced their 2010 award winners. The Presidential Award has been given to Robert Sika of New Brunswick Plating. The Scientific Achievement Award has been given to Ken Newby of Adotech USA. The Terramina Award has been given to Ray Lucas of Valley Chrome Plating. The Munning Award has been given to Eric Olander of Electrochemical Products. And awards of merit have been given to Tony Alcaro of Alcaro and Alcaro Plating Company, Will Askew Jr. of I Do Sell Chemicals, Michael Bayman of K.S. Gleitlager, Wasi Bodison of American Plating Power, Brent Burleson of Hubbard Hall, Bill Clark of DMP Corp., Michael DeTillo of Chemathon, Rick DeLauder of SWD, William Nibolo of REM Chemicals, Graham Tor of Haviland Products, Blair Vandivier of Asterion, and Robert Zabi of HM Consulting. Congratulations to all. And for more information on the NASF, please visit www.nasf.org. Here's the calendar of events for July. On July 14th, the MAMF will have a fishing trip on the Last Lady 2, leaving out of Shark River Inlet in Neptune, New Jersey. On July 21st, the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have a continuing education seminar on hazardous waste generator at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. And on July 27th, the AESF Foundation will hold a webinar on emerging regulatory developments for chromium plating processes and perfluorinated mist suppressants. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.